President Trump's first economic report card is out today, and based on his promises of growth, he will not be happy. The Commerce Department's first quarter estimate of the gross domestic product shows the economy grew at a rate of only 0.7%. That's 0.7%, the weakest quarterly performance in 3 years. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin.
And first explain, you know, we've been seeing good job reports, for instance. So the GDP is what and why so weak?
Well, you know, the most basic formula to measure GDP is consumption plus investment plus government expenditures plus net exports. In other words, exports minus imports. And, you know, it's different from obviously the unemployment rate, the jobs report, which measure the labor market. This specifically, you know, measures basically the entire output of the U.S. economy. And these numbers are how much it grew or shrank compared to the previous year.
Well, and we're seeing that the previous year, I think it was something like 2.1% recorded in the actually it was the 2.1% recorded in the final quarter of last year. And this, as we said, 0.7%. You mentioned, you know, consumers. Is this showing maybe consumers are a little wary?
Well, it's possibly, but it sort of follows a pattern we've seen in recent years where growth just starts off very weak at the beginning of the year and then improves to a moderate pace later in the year. There's a few things being blamed for this report. A lot of people roll their eyes at this, but weather is one of them. In the first quarter of past years, unseasonably cold weather was to blame for damping activity. And ironically, this year, it's warm weather that's being blamed because utility output is one of the things in GDP. And people just didn't need as much to heat their homes this year because of the warmer weather. So that's part of it.
Well, people are also debating about whether or not this data is what best captures economic activity. Do you think it is?
It's probably the best we have, for sure. You know, and there are all sorts of other indicators. I mean, the big knock on it is that it's sort of backward looking, and there are many other measures that give you a better sense of the present time and you know the near future. But GDP is still what everyone looks at as the main measure of economic output.
Well, it may be the weather. It may be other things. We're hearing analysts say the retail retreat, you know, people not buying, especially cars, was greater than people expected. But is this also maybe a cautionary tale about promising growth? President Trump has promised annual economic growth of 4%. Is that realistic?
Most economists are not modeling anything approaching 4%. The consensus that we have of the economists that we poll is for about 2.2% to 2.4% for 2017 to 2019. On paper, many of Trump's policies would be very stimulative to the economy, but there's just a lot of skepticism about what measures Congress will actually end up passing. And obviously a lot of skepticism that Trump will get everything that he wants. And, you know, every headline you see makes it clear that that skepticism is growing day by day.
Well, and there are Republicans saying that this is yet another reason to pass Donald Trump's tax cut requests, because those tax cuts will stimulate the economy. So keep an eye on GDP. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, with today's disappointing numbers, 0.7% growth in the economy. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.